from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You didn't even realize you missed it, but in 6 short weeks, it's back. September 5th at 4:30 p.m. on Evan and Tiki, presented by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
All right, I'm not sure what that promo was all about, but stay tuned here in the next couple weeks on Evan and Tiki for that date. That was pretty ominous. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki here. Loogie and Big Mac. Little late here. It is 5:06, but you know, right here on Evan and Tiki, it's time for Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Stepping in for Sean Marash is the legendary Big Zoo. Zoo, what do you got for us?
Oh, baby, it's a Cinco de Five-O for sure today, and I love seeing you two back together. It's like the Deadpool and Wolverine at WFAN Universal.
I can see that.
I love it.
Am I Wolverine?
I'm Deadpool for
okay,
sure.
Okay, that makes sense.
Comedic, funny, handsome. Before he got burned.
Yeah, it's
Well,
he's not
right.
Mac, you can also sing just like
Hugh
Jackman.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You got it. That's true.
I can absolutely see you in the music, man.
I can see that.
All right, but anyway, let's get on to the Cinco here.
Sure.
And today's Cinco, you know, inspired by the Olympics, I went with the top 5 fictional American athletes here. So there are some other athletes that may have been able to sneak in, but unfortunately, this is only the American athletes that are fictionalized.
So athletes fictional. You've seen in movies, television shows, etc.
Movies,
et
television, okay. And not your favorite. The best.
Right, the best of the, okay, the actual best athlete or best at their sport for fictional characters. Right. Okay,
amen.
I got it.
Let's get it started here.
Okay. Number 5.
Number 5, we go to the classic starring Ray Allen here and Jesus Shuttleworth from He Got Game. And I think, you know what, you look at Jesus Shuttleworth, the guy had everything on a silver plate for him, and he whooped Denzel's ass in some basketball too. That was a good time to watch. I just think Jesus Shuttleworth, if we would have seen and we can project his career a little bit more based on what we saw, number one recruit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the future thing.
Superstar.
He was a high school basketball player.
Yeah, but you know what? The best high school basketball. Enough
that
so that
true.
Rick Fox was going after him. You know what I mean? Rick Fox was there.
Yeah, number 4.
And of course, he was played by Ray Allen, and we know how great Ray Allen was, so I think that projects well for Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. If he was played by Joe Schmo, it would be a little bit different.
No
but Ray Allen's career, we give to Jesus Shuttleworth. Number 4. This one is where we start to get a little crazy, and I like Happy Gilmore here at number 4. One of the finer golfers. I mean, truly one of the finer golfers of his generation.
The biggest drive of all time, there's no doubt.
Especially
when
he learned how to putt.
Once he learned how to putt, he had the great Chubbs in his corner.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
And they're making a sequel. They're making another one.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
So now we're going to find out just exactly how
his career went. Yeah.
His 30-year career has been over there.
And by the way, speaking of Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, quite the follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spicy.
Also a great American fictionalized athlete.
I don't want to get back to it because I don't want to get, but he tweeted out the same Titanic theme.
He did. And you could go back.
He stole my Titanic machine.
So who really had it first?
Me.
I don't know.
No. This is not a chicken or the egg situation. Big Mac.
And if you want to hear that, we have a Odyssey Rewind app. It's free. You can go back and listen. Go ahead.
Number three.
Let's continue the off-brand sports here, heroes. Mm-hmm. And let's go with Rocky Balboa. Now, a lot of people out there might be thinking it's a little bit too low for Rocky.
All right,
but
Rock,
you know
go.
What? Rock got beat. Rock got beat a couple of times, and then Rock was done pretty early. He got into it a little late. So, you know what? When I look at Rocky, I think Drago probably was a better boxer than him. I think Apollo was a better boxer than him.
I think everyone he fought was a better boxer.
I agree.
But you know
Rocky
what?
Won on sheer determination.
Yeah.
That's what made Rocky special.
That's why he's number three on this list.
Best thing to come out of Philadelphia.
Number one in our hearts, number three on this list. Uh-huh. Let's go to the next one here.
Number two,
and I don't know, you guys might kill me for this one, but I went to the ice skating world, and I got my guys, Chaz Michael and Jimmy McElroy.
Yes.
I mean, when you talk about greats and Olympians, too, American heroes, you talk about two guys who got banned from competing because they were so damn good and so competitive with each other. And then what do? They don't give up. They did for a little bit, but then they got together, and they became the greatest pair figure skaters of all time, won another gold medal. I mean, how can you? I'm shocked I didn't have them at number one.
This is Blades of Glory, right?
Oh, Blades of Glory, of course.
Tremendous.
Hey, and listen, you got to always try for it. They tried. I forget what the name of the move is, but it was impossible to do, and they did it. They
the triple
did.
Double decker standing thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
You could have looked it up. You had the whole show.
Yeah.
You know what?
Gave you this moment and you didn't do your research. Go ahead. Number one.
Number one.
Number one, we go to a league of their own, and there's only one person that could have been number one on this list, and that's Dottie Henson.
Not Dottie Henson.
I mean, she is the best baseball player of her time.
And she only played in the league 1 year. Remember?
She carried America through the Great War.
Yeah,
let's think about that. She put smiles on people's faces. Yeah. And then
the Diamond Dottie.
Exactly. When the time was up, she went on her way. She went back to life, but she is an American hero and a superstar at her sport too.
Yep.
That is your Cinco de Five-O for today.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
I mean, I don't want the one thing I just want to say it because I always like to say it whenever I think of League of Their Own, the best line in any sport movie of all time. Is the Tom Hanks line when she quits. When her husband comes back from war.
I was
going to
do another Tom Hanks line that I can't say on the air.
Well, then
when they
why
talk
would
about,
I say it?
Well, I like the line when they're arguing about...
Who's Lou?
The one where they're talking about bunting with their best hitter, and he said, stop thinking with a certain body part.
Right, yeah.
I like that.
The best line is when she quits and she says, it's too hard. And Tom Hanks says, it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
That is a great line. It's
a
great
movie. The hard is what makes it great. Oh,
avoid the
tremendous.
Clap, Jimmy Dugan. It's a great movie. Great list. I'm sure Twitter will hate Zoo. He left this off. He left that off. We don't have time to go through everything. Good list.
Steve Nebraska is the one that's glaring to me.
Neon Bordeaux, maybe in Blue Chips. There's a couple that are not on there, but great list. 888-808-1019. And one quick thing here. In a league of their own, Dottie Henson, in my mind, dropped the ball on purpose.
100%. Is that even up for debate?
Yeah, I fought with CeeLo about this forever.
No,
he
really?
Kit was the stronger. That was her moment. She dropped it on purpose.
100% she dropped it on purpose.
No doubt about it. Jason's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jay?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, dude?
Jay?
Hey. Jason.
Jason, that you?
Yes, it's me. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I have a solution that y'all was looking for.
Okay.
I agree with C-Mac. The only person that has this solution is Brian Cashman.
Yep.
All right, y'all with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, let's just say, as everybody say, everybody's thinking that we might lose Soto to the Mets, right?
I suppose.
What do you think about the Yankees deciding to pivot and go get the second most prolific home run hitter in our generation and put him behind Aaron Judge as protection next year?
Yeah, Jason's obviously referring to the most prolific power hitter of our generation, not second, and that's Pete Alonso. And Pete Alonso obviously going to the Bronx, Juan Soto coming to Queens. So Jason, Yankee fan there, wants to get rid of Juan Soto. Just to be clear here, he wants to get rid of Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And then he wants to bring in the most prolific power hitter, which is Pete Alonso, to have the top two most prolific power hitters in Judge and Alonso. The Bash Brothers, again. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Instead of Juan Soto, I mean, listen, if they lose Juan Soto and that's their response, it's not good enough, but it is what it is. But it doesn't solve the problem. They'll walk him to pitch to Alonso. And you know it.
Yeah, I would say that's probably fair.
That's probably fair. Alonso doesn't solve the problem. Nothing,
besides punishment, which I brought
up before. Yeah, well, that's it. Boone needs to punish everyone.
No, Major League Baseball needs to implement a rule where if you intentionally walk a guy too much, you get second base. Something.
Did we have this conversation when Bonds was going to walk 160 times?
I don't know. On the playground, I was like in middle school when it happened. I wasn't on Sports Talk Radio. I'm sure I might have mentioned it to somebody.
It was 2004.
We're in the solutions business.
Nah, here. It's not. There is no solution. They need better hitters, and they need to make them pay when they walk them. Plain and simple.
By the way, the Soto thing. This is coming from, of course, Positive Tommy, the leader of Met fans here on not only in the station but on planet Earth. I don't think Juan Soto's going anywhere, and I thought that when the trade happened. Look, everybody's going to be in on Juan Soto, and yes, the Mets have a lot of money. They have a ton of money, but so do a lot of teams. I just don't think if you're Juan Soto, and this is why I want the Mets to win year in and year out to build the brand. The Yankees can match the Mets' money. The Mets can't match what it means to be a Yankee, to be on that team, to have that type of legacy.
Wait, no. What are you
unless
talking about?
He doesn't want to be on a team with Aaron Judge, which he's sort of implemented at times, or indicated.
No, he hasn't.
He was asked about like his playing with certain people in the teams and teammates, and he mentioned Ohtani.
Yeah.
He seems like there's a little bit of something going on there with Judge.
No,
but
there's nothing going on there with
Judge. You have to share the spotlight.
But I'm confused. I'm really confused. Yeah. Why would you say that they can't match them as far as like the, how did you put it again? The aura or the, you know, the, well, say it again.
Say what again?
Say what the Mets can't match. The Yankees can match the history. Oh, the history.
And the legacy.
Of
the Yankees. Just ask a Yankee fan. They'll give you the resume. Championships.
Well, I'm curious.
Yankees.
I'm curious because the Mets are now the big brother.
They are. Yeah.
So why wouldn't he want to go play with the big brother instead of the little brother?
Well, obviously, you're right. They are. The Mets are the big brother. 4 wins this year, Yankees 0. The Mets are the big brother.
So that matches. That. But when you say that they are the big brother, you are saying those 4 wins match the history, match the championships, match everything the Yankees bring in the pinstripes, because clearly they're the big brother, and the big brother is the big team in town.
Clearly, the Mets are the big brother. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Hi. I've been on hold a while, but...
Well, thank you for holding, Steve.
Yeah,
what do you got?
To Alonzo Judge. Who started the comparison? Because I don't think there's even a discussion.
No, there isn't. And yet we've had one. Can you believe it? Okay. It's weird.
Well, Steve, like, riddle me this.
It's weird.
Hold on,
it's
Steve.
Weird.
It is weird.
Hold on. Because I think this is where people get caught up in this. Nobody is comparing one player to the other. And it's me that put it out there.
You're comparing.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that Pete Alonso... Hold on a second. I'm not saying that Pete Alonso is better than Aaron Judge. He's not. Aaron Judge is a top 2 player. Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. He's not the best player if Ohtani's pitching. So he's second if Ohtani's a pitcher, because that's 2 players in one. When Ohtani, like this year, is only hitting, Ohtani is the second best, Judge is first. What I am saying, and you can look it up, it's fact, the most home runs since 2019... is Pete Alonso. He had 2 more today. He's got more than Judge. Can you dispute that?
I can, because you can look up a lot of stats that don't make sense.
Well, what doesn't make sense? One guy has more home runs than the other. What doesn't make sense about that?
From 1900 to 2000. I mean, you can... Baseball's full of stats. You can make any number you want.
Well, I'll ask the question again, Steve, because you seem to be... You know, you can't hear me. Who has more home runs since 2019? Alonso or Judge?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso has more home runs than Aaron Judge since 2019. So that makes him the most prolific power in baseball.
Well, listen, you can't argue the stat. You're correct. He entered the league in 2019, and since then, he's got 2 more home runs in about 600 less at-bats. Now, health is important.
Yeah.
Got to be healthy, got to play the games. Yeah. But you can't call him the most prolific slugger when they have virtually the same number of home runs in a season's worth. Of less at bats. I mean, come on. You know it.
No, I know nothing.
Yeah, that's it. You're lying through your teeth.
No, I know. Positive Tommy's
not a liar. All of it's a lie.
I don't appreciate. Positive Tommy doesn't appreciate you.
Yeah. You're putting up this positive facade.
No facade.
I know the real you, buddy. I've seen it. I've worked with it. No.
You worked with negative.
You can't change.
You worked with Wag Wednesday producer Negative Tommy. That's who you worked with. Now you're talking to a generational talent, Positive Tommy.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And this is what I would say. Now, I've used this on the air, not a lot. It's more of a social media thing I've done where, you know, I say Alonso is the most prolific power hitter, and I get a lot of flack from Yankee fans. And my thing is this. If it wasn't true, then why are you getting so upset about it? If it was just, that's old Positive Tommy, it's a facade. But it really wakes the Yankee fan up. They get irritated when I say it. So it's obviously striking a chord, it's hitting a nerve, because the facts are the facts. Pete Alonso has more home runs than Aaron Judge since 2019.
But you're using that one fact to skew the reality that we all know. We all know who the best home run hitter on this planet is. There's one guy.
Yes, Pete Alonso.
Okay.
All right, it's Pete Alonso.
Okay.
All right. So
say what you want to say. It makes no difference.
Neil wants to weigh in on the Cinco de Fivo that Zoo just did, and he's in Hell's Kitchen right here in Manhattan. What's
up, Neil?
What's going on, guys? You missed two monsters.
Yeah.
You missed two monsters. First of all, let's go back in the Wayback Machine. Ogie Oglethorpe. Slapshot.
Oh, Slapshot.
Slapshot. Okay.
Yeah, no, okay.
I've never seen it.
You got to put him on the list.
I've seen it, yeah, okay.
And you haven't seen Slapshot?
I have. Tommy has not.
Oh, you got to see Slapshot. How are you in sports radio? Not
well, I wasn't part of the requirements of working in sports talk radio to see a movie from 50 years ago. That's why. Go ahead.
Understood. Okay. And now, take Dottie Henson off. You got to put McCracken. You got to put the Big Earn in. Bill Murray from Kington.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
How did you miss that?
That's a good one.
How did you miss that one?
That is. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is a good one. Big Earn. 100%. That is funny.
That is a good one.
That is a good
great
one.
Movie. Good great dark movie. Comedy.
Great bowler.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Great. Well, obviously great bowler. But if we're going to take it seriously, right? If we're going to honestly look at who the best athletes were, who the best, you know, at their sport was in these movies, you can't. I know it's a forgotten movie. Nobody. Steve Nebraska is by far the answer to this.
He was Ohtani before Ohtani.
He was Ohtani before Ohtani. He was.
It was one game.
It's the World Series, and he threw. If you don't know the movie, it's The Scout.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser plays him. Albert Brooks plays his agent. Yeah. He pitches in the World Series, game one of the World Series. He throws a complete game, obviously perfect game. 81 pitches, 81 strikes. He hits multiple home runs. He threw 81 fastballs down the middle they couldn't hit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't beat that. That's the most impressive feat in the history of sports. We're talking about Dottie Henson. She's a great player. Don't get me wrong. We're talking about Big Earn. We're talking about figure skaters. I mean, come on.
Now, that's the problem with those lists is everyone's going to go, oh, we've got this guy, he's got that guy.
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun.
If you take it seriously, the answer is Steve Nebraska.
Chad Michael is a multiple-time gold medalist, and he did it in two different disciplines of the figure skate.
He's an Olympian. By the way, Pete Alonso also has more home runs than Steve Nebraska. Let's go to Brian in Rockland. What's up, Brian?
Animal House. Go Buchanan. Go Buchanan.
Now, the Go Buchanan people love me. They call me all the time the Go Buchanan people. I asked this question once. What happens if Go Buchanan keeps going and going and going?
You could have found out.
So apparently, I've been told this, that back in the day, remember when Dog obviously used to host on Saturdays? Now Joe does it.
With Moose.
Yes.
The famous, with the Moose.
So it was Moose that did it, right?
Yeah.
That he like left, I guess, to go somewhere.
No. It was Rick. It was Rick Bonacani was his name. They used to call him the Rick. I met him a few times. He was here when I first started. He was on the board, but it was Moose and Dog hosting together at some live event.
So they were not in the studio.
Correct.
And just for you guys to know that, if you're not in the studio back in the day, now we have this technology. If you were hosting on remote, you couldn't control the callers. So it was up to the producer to hang up. That's why Mike would do like the thanks for the call when he was on remote. That was a indication to the board up to the producer to clear the caller. So I'm sure Dog was saying something, but the producer was not in the room, right, Mac?
He went to the bathroom. He put up the call. He went to the bathroom. The guy does Go Buchanan Go, and he does it. And Moose is like, all right. And Dog is like, all right, where is he? Rick, where are you? And then after like, it had to be 45 seconds to a minute of Go Buchanan Go, Go Buchanan. And then finally, the caller cuts off, and he's like, where are you? And Rick's just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, it was very funny.
Because nobody either.
It's classic audio.
Right.
If LaPresti were here, you'd have it.
Us. People usually either dump it or whatever, cut it off quick like I did there. Normally, if it was like a weekend or something, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, like our old boss back then, Chernoff, listened to every. I'm not saying our new boss doesn't, he does too, but I'm saying our old boss listened to every second. So I'm wondering what that phone call was like. You can't have Go Buchanan on for an hour. It's a funny bit, but that's the part of it though. When you're here by yourself, you got to go take a tinkle. You got to go print. That was back in the Astoria too, right? Where basically where we were in an animal house, frat house, where the facilities weren't exactly top notch. So maybe you had to print something out. Who the hell knows? But the guy that actually, I won't say his name because he is a regular caller here. He never calls me as himself. He only does the Go Buchanan with me. Can you just call me as your regular person?
I get him. He calls me as a regular. He'll do a regular call. Sometimes,
and does a regular call.
Yeah.
So I won't out him on the air, but 888-808-1019. Let's just take one more call here to cleanse the palate, and then we'll get back to, this is a good one. Eli in the Bronx. What's up, Eli?
What's going on, Lucas? This is actually a complete idiot for thinking that Pete Alonso is a better power hitter than Judge.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how am I
crap at?
Per at bat. Judge is much better power number.
Of course.
Well, who has
they have the same.
Less at bat.
They have the
foolish. I mean, that's completely foolish.
Yeah. They have the same number of home runs.
Less at bat. Per at bat, he's way better power.
Well, who's won more home run derbies?
More home run derbies.
Yeah, who has more homers?
65
positive Tommy's on the
show. He's only played one run derby, and he demolished that.
Right. So who has more
I'm talking about major league at bat. 600 major league
at bat. Okay, so let's talk major league at bat.
He has way better power numbers. Don't say, come on, you're being a complete troll and an idiot. When
no,
you say
I'm not being, I'm not being either. I'm not being either. You're being rude. He is a better power hitter. He has more home runs since 2019.
Eli,
I mean,
too much echo going on.
Yeah, way too much.
Otherwise, I would have let him go because he's 100% right. You know you don't believe this.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
No, the numbers are the numbers. Now, you want to keep bringing up the amount of at-bats.
Yeah.
But so what? So Pete Alonso's been more available, and yeah. I think that factors into it. I think it's just a bottom-line thing. When you say, who has the most home runs since 2019, the answer is who? Pete Alonso.
Yes. Before this game started, they were tied.
Right, and now they're not. Now Alonso's got two today, and he's got two.
I'll call you in a week.
All right. You could call me all you want. Yeah. I'm just telling you right now.
All right,
and
so,
by the way, if Judge passes him, it's another then we could debate it. Then we can have a conversation.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Have a conversation about it.
Yeah. All right? Then it's not for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Here come all flat top.
All right, 5:35 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, Big Mac, Evan and Tiki, Giants preseason game. The first one of the year coming up with the Lions here. And just quick programming note, at 6 o'clock, you will get the Giants pregame show. John Schmelk and the gang on the FM dial. Me and Chris will stay on the AM dial. We'll take you up to Yankee pregame at 6:25. So that's what's going on. So you got Yankees and Giants here on the Fan, and you got me and Mac up till about 6:25.
What a night.
With the
Yankees,
pregame.
Giants, me and you. How much? I mean, listen.
It doesn't get any
better.
What
else could
you
ask for?
Well,
like, honestly,
we don't have time for that. You know, how about $4 million on a yacht with Pam Anderson? That's probably, and you wouldn't have to hear me and I have to sit here and talk sports all day.
Well, I mean, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that's what I would think.
$4 million, that's enough.
For me?
$4 million. You get $4 million right now, you're gone?
You'll never hear from me ever again. You'll never hear me ever again. Wife gone. If I had kids,
I don't know
if
$4 million is enough, bud. Right. I mean, you could probably live comfortably if you do the right thing with the money, but it's not, you know, it's not never work again money.
I'd be out of here. So anyway, I'm teasing. So we got the Giants tonight. We're obviously, Mac and I are both Giant fans, so I want to get your takes on a few things. First and foremost, Daniel Jones, in your opinion,
yes,
I believe all three quarterbacks will start a game this season. You have Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. You have Drew Locke, and by the way, Drew Locke's wife, wonderful wife, Natalie, will be a huge hit here with the younger male Giant fans. And then, of course, my guy, Tommy DeVito. I think all three will start a game this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's plausible. I think there's a good chance. My concern is to get off to a bad start. It's a two-pronged thing where not only is he injury prone, but if they don't get off to a good start, they're not going to risk injuring him and guaranteeing the contract. Like, so I think there's on two fronts, there's a very good chance because of the history of them getting off to bad starts and his injury history that there is a very good chance he's going to get benched or injured by some point in the season. And then depends on how well Drew Locke plays, but
yeah.
What makes you think you can get all three?
I just think sports are sports, and I just have a feeling that we haven't heard the last of Tommy DeVito. Okay. It just feels like we're sort of trending in that direction. Like, Jones, I don't think could stay healthy. We all know that. He's had a million injuries. They don't trust him anymore. The fans have turned their back. I think you get a motivated Daniel Jones. Yeah. Like, Daniel Jones, like the rest of us, has been watching Hard Knocks thinking, like, you guys are talking about me like you don't want me, and that's got to motivate a guy like that.
I agree. I said it the other night. I was thinking that's, especially he's determined to show up. I mean, I didn't expect him to be no physical or injury designation at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very surprised. I figured he would play game one, right? That's what he was making that kind of progress. So he thought, okay, week one's a possibility. I thought there would be a good chance, like, he wouldn't even be medically cleared to play this first preseason game for him to come in immediately.
Or even the first game of the year.
Yeah,
well, I thought it was in jeopardy.
I thought it was in jeopardy, but I thought that he had a good chance to play. I thought the preseason and certainly camp and everything, he's taken every single snap with the first team. I think he's coming motivated. I think he's coming, you know, feisty, got into the fight. I think Hard Knocks might end up being the best thing for Daniel Jones, but I'm with you. He can't stay healthy. I'm very concerned he can't stay healthy. And let's be honest, I know he's finally got this weapon, and you're already ready to call him better than 95% of the wide receivers in the league. I mean, we'll see. But I know they've got a great connection already, but I'm very concerned. Daniel Jones just.
Yeah, and what Big Mac is referring to, of course, Malik Nabers, the other generational talent in this town. I am on the record for saying that Malik Nabers will go down as the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from a wide receiver factory, LSU, where it's Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Odell. They are basically playing in the NFL and the SEC. So he's up against the best competition. He was great there. I think he'll be the best wide receiver for sure in this draft. That includes Marvin Harrison.
He's going to be better than Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think on a lot of people's boards, a lot of people thought Malik would be better. It went back and forth.
I mean, the Giants admitted that the wide receiver coach admitted that in Hard Knocks. And I was like, really? I mean, Marvin Harrison is, you know.
No, he's great. Obviously, he has
we'll
the pedigree
say, I mean,
with
listen,
his father.
That'd be great if he's better than Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I think Nabers is a dog. I think he's electric. I think he gives the Giants what they've been lacking. And you've been screaming about it forever. The offense has been in the Stone Age. It gives them an explosive receiver, him and Jalin Hyatt, who I think will have a better second year.
Yep.
It gives what we've been wanting for as Giant fans forever, and that's to be able to get the ball vertically down the field, which, by the way, Daniel Jones does really well. Now, the clapper, Jason Garrett, took that away from him for whatever reason, which was a boneheaded move. I think they will implement that now. Dable basically calling the plays. With two
love
speedsters, I love it too. Two speedsters on the edges there. I think you will see more deep passes, more explosive plays, and that starts with Nabers, no matter who the quarterback is.
No, I know. I hope you're right. I just think it's a little, you know, let's see the kid play a little bit before we guarantee what he is. I mean, he's still inside a Giants offense that I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. Even Wandell Robinson. I think he provides a little bit of a different dynamic to go with those two guys. And then if the tight end out of Penn State,
Theo Johnson.
If Theo Johnson could become, I know, but if like Bellinger is what he is, I mean, Theo's the guy who could be a big-time pass-catching weapon if it pans out. I mean, now you're talking about a bunch of weapons. I get it. I just haven't seen any explosive offense from this team in forever.
Yeah, but you haven't seen Malik Nabers.
No, I get it.
I mean, and he's the apple of everybody's eye at camp. I mean, I was out of camp on Monday, and he just has that swagger, that ability. He caught a pass that they called him out of bounds. He was in bounds from my vantage
point. Yeah, it looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, and then he gave the business to everybody on the Lions. Obviously, there were multiple fights in the joint practices. Malik caught a touchdown, got in a fight. He is great, and he can back it up. And he, on the offensive side of the ball, I love what he brings as far as his talent, which the Giants didn't have anything close to this.
No.
And his swagger. And then defensively, Brian Burns, Spider-Man, of course, the best Avenger. What he brings on defense, to me, will bring a different type of swagger to the defense. And he is impressive in person as well. And I think the defense will be a top 10 unit in the NFL.
Really?
Yes, I do. I do. I think
Lawrence or the
secondary worries me. Tate Banks is the best, but I don't even think Tate Banks is actually even really that good.
No.
But in comparison, he's the best. They need the pass rush. But they got guys up front that can do it.
No, no doubt. They got guys up front. Agreed. And Thibodeau, hopefully, when he's not, he'll stop dropping back into coverage and actually try and get after the quarterback under Bowen. So I'm looking forward to that. And I do think, you know, with Okereke and McFadden, you're talking about one of the better linebacking corps they've had in a while,
too. Yeah, Bobby O was great down the stretch.
I like the front seven, but, yeah, the defensive backfield scares the hell out of me.
It should. And I got
it's
even
young and inexperienced. Those guys get burned.
Yeah.
You have to.
Terrible.
They got a real problem. So I appreciate what you're saying. And I just think, we need to temper our enthusiasm because they stepped up to the Lions. I like that. I like the idea they recognized last year they got their ass kicked, mm-hmm. and they don't care if it's practice, yep. Camp, whatever. Yep. They don't like getting their ass kicked.
Tonight.
I get it. But I still have the same concerns I have about the roster. And Neighbors, yeah, I'm not even most, like, it's not even his talent that makes me happy necessarily. 16 of 17 with Daniel Jones. That's immediate, that kind of connection. He's never had anybody.
Nobody.
He's had that kind of connection with.
Neighbors and gets that, open, just get
it,
him the ball.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm going to temper my enthusiasm because even the year they went to the playoffs, by the end of the year, they got hot. The Colt game and then the playoff game against Minnesota where the offense actually looked functional.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't seen any kind of offensive play in forever. And, you know, Hyatt was here last year and Wandale Robinson's been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I know injured a lot, but before I just think Neighbors changes everything, they also lost the dynamic player at the running back position.
Yeah.
Like, let me just...
Singletary will be solid back.
He'll be
though.
A solid back, yeah. but he's not going to be explosive. Like, he's not going to be the
Saquon
home run hitter.
Barkley at yeah. his best.
So, I mean, I don't want to get too excited about right. the Giants with Daniel Jones a quarterback.
Look,
so
what
think.
They won six games last year. They should have won more, but of course the Cowardly Lion, the previous Cowardly
should've
Lion, Brian Daboll, now the People's Champ again, obviously will be back to what he was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They should have beat the Jets. They quit in overtime. They gave that game up. They didn't even allow Tommy DeVito to throw the ball forward. Forget about bringing an injured kicker out there to try to kick in the rain. The game against the Bills with Taylor, they threw away a lot of games last year. Positive Tommy, of course, has him for 11 wins. What about you? 11 wins for the Giants.
You really are this positive Tommy, huh?
Positive Tommy's got him at 11. What do you got?
Seven.
Seven, wow, see. Seven, I think that might have been what Tiki said. Oh, no, Tiki's got him at 9. Shorten's got him at 7. I think you're going to see a big-time year here because of Burns. The offensive line's better with a couple additions. And I think no matter who's at quarterback, they will be better here. Let's squeeze in George in Astoria first before we go to break. What's up, George?
Hey, am I speaking to the future of WFAN?
Yes, you certainly are.
Yes, and
how
Chris
are you?
McMonocle's here, too. Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, nice. No, question. You guys just hit on it on the over-under for the Giants. 6.5 seems very doable.
It does.
Like, is that an easy bet? Over?
No. There's no such thing as an easy bet. No.
I agree with that. Remember
last year we were all running. I remember taking call after call last year, and they sounded just like this. I love it. The Jets are the talk of the town. Aaron Rodgers, Hard Knocks. Uh-huh. We're just quietly doing our business.
Mm-hmm.
This team is going to be excellent. We're going to be the playoff team.
Yep.
We're the lunch pail team. This team is going to come out there. I'm telling you, last year was just scratching the surface. This is the over-under was, what was it, 8.5 or something like that? It was like 7.5.
I don't remember their number.
I think it was some number that everybody was like, this is a joke. This is a joke.
Coming off a playoff season.
The Giants are, this is the easiest over-under ever. No, there's a reason they're 6.5. The roster, and here's the thing about the quarterback. We say it every we want. I think there's a good chance he's the worst quarterback in the division.
Well, if you ask Brian Daboll, Jaden Daniels is going to be amazing. By the way, I agree with that. I don't know. Something's going on with Philly. Hurts and A.J. Brown hate each other. Dak, we'll see where his future is. I hear you. I just think with guys like Neighbors and the defense and offensive line, I just think you see a better year from the Giants. I got him at 11 wins. 888-808.
Well, then you should be running to go bet that thing. 6.5, you got him practically doubling it.
Jets under, by the way, too. 888-808-10.
Jets are going to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, okay. We could talk about that in a little bit, too, maybe.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signal, takes the snap, looks left, pops it up, first wide open, touchdown Giants, and a left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm. All right, 6:06. McMonagle and Loogie here with you. He's not here at the moment, but that's okay. You could tell I came out of break. I let him run the show. Let's be honest. It's his show, right? He's part of the Evan and Tiki show. I am not, so I've let him come out of break. So it's kind of me. You know, I wanted to keep up this generational talent thing, and so I allowed him, you know, because if you remember, you know, I used to run the show when the two of us worked together. But today I wanted to come in, be a nice guy, let him run the show in and out of breaks, all that. So it helps when you're here to come in and out of breaks. But ultimately, we are now, what, less than 20 minutes away from Yankee baseball. Hopefully they play tomorrow, too. Otherwise, I'm with you tomorrow night. Little plug, you're on this weekend.
I am. I'm filling in for Beningo on Saturday,
nice.
10 a.m. to 12:25, leading up into the Craig and Susan game, right? I don't know if they're going to get the game in tomorrow night, but yeah. Obviously this weekend is the Craig and Susan series, doing the game here on the Fan on the radio broadcast. And by the way, Mac, the reason I was late here is, even though I am the future of the station, even though I am a generational talent, even though I'm leading afternoon drive here, I'm still the executive producer of Evan and Tiki. So I had a laundry list of emails I have to answer. I was talking to Connor Green in the other studio. I can't just play in the sandbox. I still have a job here. I'm still running around for Tiki all week. I wear many different hats here. That's why I'm so great, is because I could do a million different things. That's
and
why.
They're all backwards, and that's why you're so hated.
And that's and the minute I turn my back, you bash me. And then, quick little bone to pick with you here.
Oh, yeah?
Because I think it was, 2 weeks ago, you were filling in with Marash.
Yeah.
And I know what you did here. You gassed him up because you had a big problem with this, that I, from the show account, tweeted out something during the show, putting myself over the sizzling take I had that went viral. And you were upset about this. Now, you didn't come to me. Like, we've been friends forever. You could have just texted me. You could have called into the show. Whatever the case may be, go after me on Twitter. No. You sort of needled Marash. You fed him to him, a little rat poison. Yeah. And then he blasted me on the air with it. And I knew it was you that gassed.
Nah, that was all Marash. I what do you think I care? I didn't even know you did it. I think I'm paying attention to what you were doing on Twitter. I have no idea. he was looking to get you. Because you guys, I've been saying, what's with the relationship? Things worked a hell of a lot easier when it was just me and you, because you knew your place. Marash, he somehow opened up the door a little bit and allowed you to think, you're the generational talent. You've run away with it. And you're causing a lot of ruckus.
In many ways, my tenure on Carton Roberts, I was more, put in my place. Some people prefer that. And then now I've been let, basically, whether it was Spike or Marash, now with Hurley and everybody.
Run the show ragged.
Yeah, and I've kind of let it get to my head. All right, Mike is in New Jersey. What's up, Mikey? Yo, Mike, what's up?
Mike, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
We can hear you now, bud. What's going on?
Perfect. I just wanted to ask you guys a Juan Soto question. I wanted to approach this. If the Yankees have an amazing postseason, regular season, they get to the World Series, and they win it, and Soto has a Carlos Beltran-like playoff run, and they win, and he leaves for free agency, not to the Yankees, not to the Mets, not to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He goes to San Francisco.
Yeah.
How is he remembered in Yankee lore?
Oh, beloved. Beloved.
Beloved.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fan base is so desperate for a championship that if he provides them that kind of championship, and then it'll probably be perceived that the Yankees didn't pony up. Like, the Yankees would be the bad guys for not keeping him. He brought a championship and moved on somewhere, like you just said, nothing that hurts and goes somewhere else. I think he would get a standing ovation every time he comes back. Listen, and I'll tell you the truth, it will take all of the sting out of him leaving. If he wins a championship like that, all you want is one. You want him, and you still have Judge. I mean, it would suck. Don't get me wrong. I want him here desperately for the next however many years. I love watching him play the game. Forget everything else. This is where I think I get in trouble with a lot of Yankee fans. I love baseball, and I love watching baseball. And the Yankees, more than any other team that I root for, give me competitive years every year.
No doubt.
That I'm down. I care about seasons. We talk about the Giants. Why am I down on them? Because 5 out of the last 7 years, the season's over by Halloween.
The Yankees have done right by you and their fans for years.
I think so. Yes. I know everyone hates them, but every year I would venture to guess that over the last 10 years, the Giants might have played more meaningless games than the Brian Cashman era New York Yankees have.
For sure.
Even in the seasons they don't make the playoffs, they're there to the bitter end.
Yep.
That has value to me. And so part of the value of Juan Soto isn't just the idea he gives me the best chance to win a championship. Clearly that's it. But I get to watch a great player play every day. That's part of it too. So it'll be disappointing that he leaves. But if he does provide the championship in his 1 year, I think he'll be viewed as, someone who came in and helped them win a championship. And it's as good as it gets, because it's been trending into the longest tenure in Yankee history without one.
Yeah,
so,
big drought.
I mean, I don't know if beloved, but he'll never get booed at that stadium ever.
Yeah, no, let me twist that a little bit, because I forgot who was.
Even if it's the Mets, I don't know if he gets booed.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll get booed. But there are people around the station that I've talked to that have said, if Juan Soto wins a championship here, first year with the Yankees, does that maybe make him leave? Because he feels like he did what he had to do with the Yankees.
Yeah.
To your point, he would be beloved. He would get the standing ovation. He ends the drought. He helps Aaron Judge and this team, Boone. Boone will be here for 50 more years if he wins a championship, by the way. Cashman will never get fired.
Let's go.
So
come on, Boone. Hang with me. Win a championship.
If he wins, does he feel like, you know what? I was hired to do this job. I did my job, and now I'm going to go wherever Juan Soto wants to go. Or do you feel, Mac, that it's the start of something here with the Yankees?
Yeah.
Because if you do it with the Yankees for 10, 15 years, win multiple World Series, there is a different level that you are remembered in history than if you do it with some other team.
No doubt. Like, if Judge, like, I think you're right. Like, it's different. Like, if Judge were here for a while, like, if he won in 22 when he had the home run season, and then he hit free agency, and he could say, hey, I played there for 6 years. Yeah. I brought them a championship. Now I kind of want to go back home to San Francisco.
Yeah.
That would have made sense but on a little bit. But Juan Soto, 1 year here, getting a taste of it to play with Judge, I would be like, I want to repeat. I want to see how far we can take this thing. But I don't know. I think your line of thinking there is plausible. I have no idea what would help or what would hurt. I have no idea. But I felt that way about Judge. I felt like if Judge won the World Series 2 years ago,
you think he would have been gone?
I don't know if he would have been gone. I think it would have been easier for him to go. I think if it culminated in a championship,
and he feels like he has his legacy with the Yankees cemented.
He played the 6 years here. Yeah. He brought them a championship. He had the monster year. You know, there was some bitterness there. It would have been easier to go home having felt like I finished my job. Where Soto's here for 1 year, he wins a championship. Like, hey, this is great. Let's see how many we can get.
Sure.
Like, I don't view it the same way. I said it at the time. I felt like if Judge wins the championship, there's more of a chance that he leaves than if he doesn't.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think about Aaron Judge's legacy, and he's having another insane year.
He
could win the quadruple crown if you count OPS.
Yeah.
He's the best player in baseball right now, especially when Ohtani is not pitching. However, not all his fault. He has not won.
Correct.
And I believe this is his best team that he has been on since he's been a Yankee. When you have Juan Soto on your team and then you add Jazz and all the pitching, I think this is and the young players, this is the best team that Aaron Judge has been on. And I believe this is the best path. Every single team has had their ups and downs. Now, I know you want it, Chris. I don't know if every Yankee fan wants it.
Yeah.
I know Marash wants it. I believe you will see the Astros.
Sean wants it too?
He does, but different than you.
He doesn't think they're good, or?
That's correct.
Really?
See, you are more rational,
Mac. Oh, I want
Mac.
Revenge.
You want revenge.
I want revenge.
He's just a big mouth that thinks, they stink, we whooped their ass in April. Be very careful with that.
Of course.
Be very careful.
Absolutely.
Do not overlook the Astros, even in a down year for Houston, because, Mac, you know this, when it gets to October, that light switch will go on with a team like that.
No,
that's what
100%. I am not, by no means am I saying I want them because I think it's the easiest path.
Right.
I want them because I want them to feel my pain. It's also not like some sort of, like, oh, it won't mean the same unless they beat the Astros. No, if they avoid the Astros, win a World Series, I'll be thrilled. They don't have to beat the Astros to make me enjoy it. But I know I don't want to overplay the cheating thing because I'm done with it. I've moved on from it.
I took a call on this the other day where someone brought it up. I'm like, get over it.
I'm over it, but I'm not over it completely. I'm over it in the sense of I don't think the championship is tainted. I'm like past that point with it, and I don't get hung up on it, and I don't consider, hey, they actually, you know, they stole a championship from us. I don't think like that. But they did cheat us, and I want to beat them for it. Like, it does make me feel a little bit more like I need to stick it to these guys who not only beat us every time, but they cheated to do it in one season for sure. I have no idea if he was wearing a buzzer in 19 or not, but there's just something about the Astros and the way they have just pounded them at every turn. I need Altuve to watch the Yankees celebrate. I need it. I need it.
No,
I want it so bad.
I understand that, and that's what I'm saying. So when you look at the path, the Phillies have obviously been up and down, and they've been scuffling. The Dodgers are injured. You have Cleveland that I've given the Yankees. This is not Minnesota. They've given the Yankees troubles in October before.
Just 1 year.
Yeah. But
if you want to go all the way back to, you know, 97.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in this modern era.
Right, 97 and 07.
I count from like when, like 94, 95.
The Yankees got them in 98, and then 17 was the one that we really killed them. Yankees got them in 20. Yankees got them in 17. Yankees got them in 98.
17 was
they were the best
team.
They were the best team in baseball.
Yeah. That was.
They won 21 games in a row or something. Cleveland had that great team, and the Yankees won three in a row.
Didi with the homers. Yeah. So I think this is so Houston, like I said, has been up and down. They're not peak. I just think that you don't know if Juan Soto's going to re-sign. He may or may not. Now, look, the Yankees will be in on Vladdy Jr. The Yankees are always going to retool. They're not going to be bad. This is not even me being a troll or anything like that. If you're listening right now, the Yankees are going to be good your entire life. Much like Mac just said, that's why he loves them so much, because they always put it into the team. They're going to be good. But I just think Aaron Judge is not getting any younger. Not saying he's not going to have another 5-6 really good years, but this is his dominant prime years. And he's 1 of 9 in the lineup. But at some point here, you got to get it done.
Yeah.
And I just think this is his best opportunity so far as a Yankee.
I would agree with that. And listen, he'll never... I think he's so good that it might surpass Don Mattingly, but he'll never be... Jeter.
That up, Mac, and I will get to your calls here in a second. Obviously, Yankee pregame's coming back, because I took a call over the weekend about this, because I brought this up about Judge, and somebody brought up Mattingly, and all due respect in the world to Don Mattingly, obviously injuries, and if you're, you know, BT's age, or if you're little bit, that's your guy. So I'm not taking a shot at your guy.
Right.
Come on. Aaron Judge is miles ahead player than...
No doubt.
I mean, he's being compared or being put up stats that Ruth put up, Garrick.
But there's no doubt.
You said it. If 10 years from now, Aaron Judge retires as a Yankee with a million MVPs...
He won't be Jeter.
And he hasn't won. He won't be Jeter.
No.
He won't be Ruth. He won't be Garrick. He won't be Mantle. You know what I'm saying? You have to win in this... fair or not, when you're a Yankee, you got
to
win.
You have to have the championship. 100%.
Yep. Here's Tom in Westchester.
Hey, guys. Big Mac and Loogie. How are you? Great chemistry you guys got going on there.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you're the future, Big Mac. I'm sorry, Loogie.
No, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Loogie, I got one question for you. You have so much animosity towards the Yankees. When you were a child, were you beat up by a Yankee fan?
No. Let's make it clear here. I don't have any animosity towards the Yankees. Let me just be clear. They're a great organization. They are the greatest organization in the history of sports. My animosity at times, and a lot of that was negative, Tommy, Mr. Tom there.
Yeah.
And that was because I felt like I grew up in the 90s, and I always look at it like this in this town. You have two options. Door number one, the Yankees. That's like a Ferrari. Door number two, the Mets. That's a toaster oven. That's what negative Tommy would have said. And I picked the Mets. So a lot of it was jealousy. So a lot of what you heard, especially from negative Tommy, was just jealousy. That's all it is. But you should love that. You should feel prideful because you're the Yankees. That's all it is. It has nothing about beating up or I was stuffed in a locker. That's all it's coming from. A 38-year-old, soon to be 39, in this month, send me money. I grew up in a Yankee town, a Met fan in a Yankee town, and that's a tough thing to do. So you got to see it from my perspective, too. But I have nothing but respect of the highest order for the Yankees and their organization. So it's not true that I hate the Yankees. The fans bother me a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
bother me. They bother me a little bit.
Well, I mean, listen, I hear you. But now you got Met fans claiming that, they're the big brother.
Well,
so
when you win 4 out of 4 games in a year, Steve is in New Jersey.
4 out of, you know.
What's up, Stevie?
20 years.
Steve-O.
Salvatore, me want to talk to Yankees. Yankees win a World Series, but me no sure Booney do.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I just alluded to it. I mean, if Aaron Boone wins a World Series, this is what I want to see. Because if the Yankees win a World Series this year, you talk about vindication beating the Astros. Big Mac will be a pig, and you know what? Because Aaron Boone will never get fired, ever. Brian Cashman will be here forever. They will rename the stadium the Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman Stadium, and Big Mac will be able to crow for life.
Yeah.
For life.
No, I don't know about for life, but I'll be pretty damn pleased if they win that. I mean, listen, they got to win the championship. It's not enough to beat the Astros,
it
will be almost as satisfying. There's nothing that could come close to winning a championship more than beating the Astros and watching them have to watch us celebrate. Even better, do it in Houston, too. Oh, it'd be great.
All right, that'll do it for us. Let's do it again in a year or so, my friend. Had a lot of fun.
That'd be great. Let me know. Anytime, I'll come in here. You know me.
No, I love it, man. It was good good doing the show.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you very much, man.
Thanks to Big Zoo. Thanks to Alex on the other side of the glass. Yankee baseball comes your way next. Evan and Tiki, we're back tomorrow. Evan's still on vacation. Sean is still dealing with some personal stuff, and we're thinking about him. So it'll be me and Tiki tomorrow on a Friday show. Enjoy the game tonight, Giants, Yankees, the whole deal. We'll talk to you then later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.